Hey guys, how you doing today? Can I get you started with something to drink?
Is your aging loved one home alone, forgetting to take medicine or pay bills? The Caregiver Cafe with Roz Jones has a menu of resources to serve your caregiver needs. As a caregiver, Roz understands your daily challenges. This podcast focuses on the unique and dynamic issues of caregiving.
Hi, I'm Roz Jones, the producer of the Caregiver Cafe. We welcome you here, and today we're going to talk about the five ways to boost your mental health. Five ways to boost your mental health. So we want to thank you for coming to the Caregiver Cafe, and I want you all to sit back and relax and get a pen and paper out. We're going to talk about some ways as a caregiver that you can boost your mental health, because you know, when you're taking care of a loved one, your mental health is so important. It is so important. So we want to talk about how you can keep your mental faculties about yourself when you are caring maybe for your mom or your dad. And you know how they can be, you know, I'm still the mama, you're the child. And so how can I keep my mental wits about me without losing it when taking care of a loved one? I need this for my own personal self. And my mother and father aren't even sick. But anyway, before I get there, all this stuff that I'm talking about, you know, I kind of giggle and chuckle to myself, is because I see my parents getting older, and everything that I'm telling you all, I'm having to use with them a little bit. So let's jump right into this topic. Okay, we want to share with you today five ways you can boost your mental health. So number one, connecting with others. Good relationship don't need years to build. Good relationship don't need years to build. In fact, sometimes just going out and meeting your neighbors is building a relationship. You know, going and being a part of an organization, your church, you know, a different type of events that you go to or organization that you belong to. Or if you just want to, you know, go to a music event, you can build relationships. But some people think, oh, it takes years and months. You know, we're not talking about a marriage. We're just talking about a casual relationship that could turn into a friendship. I have relationships that are distance and close. And when I say distance, is that, you know, we don't talk all the time, but we talk sometimes. That's still a relationship. For me, I don't have to talk to people every day to be in a relationship. And that's something we have to remember. Some people think that we have to talk every day like we talk to our husband and wife. That's not necessary. You can still pick up the phone sometime after weeks, months, and even years, and the relationship is still in the same place and still intact. So, you know, remember that connecting with others is important when building your mental health, because it stimulates conversation. You know, you can go back down memory lane, or you can talk about some of the things, you know, that you want to do. Number two, learn new skills. Pick up a habit. You know, pick up painting, roller skating, golfing, tennis, badminton, quilting. I have a girlfriend of mine, oh my God, she's so great at quilting, and she turned it into a business. It's because of something that she loves. So learning a new skill, you know, it could be, you know, learning how to, you know, podcast. That was a new skill for me. God knows it was a new skill, honey. I didn't know how much a skill it was going to be. But you know what, though? As I record more and do more, I find now, since I'm in my groove, I love it. So, you know, find a new skill, something that you're going to enjoy. It could be cooking. It could be needlepoint. It could be walking a dog. You know, learn to play a new sport, a physical activity. Learn a new skill. So number three, pay more attention. We're all guilty of not paying attention to people and things going on around us. So we're always busy and scrolling on our social media. Learning to focus on all your senses on the present moment can improve your mental well-being. So what I'm saying is that when you pay attention to what's going on just in your house, let's start there. Pay attention to that. You know, pay attention to what's going on with your car, because if you don't pay attention, you may not have a car if you don't get the oil change. Pay attention to, you know, let's just take a walk. Pay attention to the little things that you normally don't pay attention to. Pay attention to that. These little mindful practices, you know, like bird watching, you know, a walk on the beach, just letting the air hit your face, smelling the fragrance after the rain, you know, smelling the salt water. You know, these small things will help you relax, and it's part of your mental health. That's number three. Get physically active. I've been talking about that lately. You know, when you do physical activity with your body, it not only boosts your physical, but also your mental wellness as well. If you take 30 minutes a day, excuse me, you will be surprised at what it does. Excuse me. You will be surprised. So starting off with a short walk, let me tell you something. I have to share this because I just told Gary this. You know, Gary is the producer here at Podcast Studios and, I mean, Studio Podcast. And he and I were just talking about, oh, my God, you know, as we're getting older, it's getting harder to exercise. Go figure. You know what I'm saying? So what, like I said, what I could do, you know, in my 20s, I can't do. I'm not even going to tell y'all what age I am because I know y'all thought I was going to say it, but I'm not going to say it. So what I could do a long time ago, honey, it takes me twice and sometimes three and four times as much effort. And it would be easy to get frustrated and say, I'm going to quit, but I'm not going to quit because I know at the end of the day, the physical activity is going to send great signals to my brain, you know, help me, you know, give me those feel good hormones and help me focus. So the physical activity not only helps your body, but it helps your mind. Okay. So, and then finally, number five is give to others, give to others. According to research, kindness is a great way to improve your mental health. Kindness is a great way to improve your mental health. It triggers another feel-good hormone. You know, the chemical of feeling good, on empathy and trust. It also makes us calmer, happier, and more inspired. Let me read that again. This chemical, the feel-good, makes you feel good. And it gives you empathy and trust. It also keeps you calm and happier. So these are some of the things that you can do to help boost your mental health. We're going to do a quick recap. Connect with others, learn a new skill, pay more attention, get physically active, and give to others. Once again, I am Roz Jones, the executive producer of the Caregiver Cafe, and thank you for listening to what was in my cup today, which was five ways to boost your mental health.
Until your next visit to the Caregiver Cafe, connect with Roz on YouTube, LinkedIn, and her blog at thecaregivercafe.net. Caregiver Cafe podcast specializes in serving those who provide care and support to a sick or aging loved one. I'm the voice guy, but I'm one of you. So when Roz has on experts or frontline workers, I'm listening. We hope you've enjoyed the show. In the meantime, don't forget to connect with Roz on YouTube, LinkedIn, or at the blog at thecaregivercafe.net.